You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. This is Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles. Beautiful day out, very hot, very sticky, but I have a great view, so it's okay. We are on every Sunday from 5 to 5:50, and we hope that you love our show and that you will go to the forum and send us all kinds of questions and answers and comments on our guest, and we really appreciate that. We've been getting some great ones, so I want to thank you so much. We have a dedicated listener who I spoke with recently who loves the show, and I just want to do a little thank you to her. Her name is Karen Berger, and she said she listens every week and loves the show, and she actually knows what's going on all the shows. So I know she's not just saying that because I tested her and she's a-okay. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is a show about informative entertainment. I created this show to help people learn what it's like to come out here and or actually anywhere that has an entertainment business or show business, and it teaches you how to get started. And I bring panelists on who are in the entertainment business or somehow associated with it, who can give you tips, advice, and answer any question that you may have in their specific field of how you too can give up that Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job. People stealing your lunches every week. You have to go in and you're dreading it and you're getting migraines and various health problems because you want to be an entertainer. So I'm going to help you, hopefully help you get to California or New York or wherever it is that you want to go and pursue entertainment. We're going to help you get there with a lot of resource information, tricks of the trades, and hopefully everything you need to pursue a career in entertainment. And we hope to inspire you and encourage you and motivate you by bringing our guest on. Now, we encourage you to call in between 5:15 and 5:30 to talk to our guest. You can call the number directly if you're not in front of a computer, and the number is 818-602-4498. And we would love to take your calls. And when you call, you can talk to, you come in directly to me. You don't go through a switchboard. So that's really great in that you don't have to give your name and address and all this other funky information that most radio stations make you do. With internet radio, you can just talk directly to us. So if you liked our show again and you found that it helped you in some way, we would love to hear about it on the forum. Just go to the website. Actually, you're listening now. If you're listening directly from the website, you just click on forum, and then you just, it takes like a minute. You just put your email address, and you will get a page to register, and then you can just post a comment and ask a question, and I will respond back personally, or I will forward the question to the panelist. So hopefully we hear from you today. Now, we have an intriguing guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Debbie Campbell, and she is a clinical psychologist as well as a certified coach. And Dr. Campbell has been in practice over 17 years, and as a coach, she assists individuals as well as organizations to achieve their goals and increase their success. So we're all about increasing our success and getting more pennies, nickels, and dimes, are we not? So she is definitely qualified to give you any information that you need on how to improve your life. She has a master's degree in counseling, a master's degree in education, a PhD in clinical psychology, but she didn't go for the PhD in sex education. So hold those calls. We aren't taking those. That'll be next week. Actually, I can answer those for you, so you can field those my way. Dr. Debbie, she coaches all types of people in the entertainment business as well as people who are not in the entertainment business. And some of the people that she coaches are like screenwriters, authors, and again, as well as people in the entertainment business like financial accounting. You name it. She could just help anybody. It doesn't matter where you come from. She can help you. She also does organizational work with, I guess, current clients who are Warner Brothers, Tribune, and Mattel. And those are big companies, so you know that she is qualified in the organizational level also. And that focuses on assessment and training in emotional intelligence, and it's customized 360s for employees and performance evaluation, individual coaching. So that's real, real technical here. So we're going to have to talk to her about that to find out what the hell that means. But I'm sure it's interesting. So she has a new book, everybody. I don't know if it's new, but it's a book. And it's called Dare to Succeed, How to Transcend Your Fears and Achieve Your Goals. And you know, that's interesting in the title. Because one of the things that I talked to her about when she was on my show was I think that a lot of people do have a fear of success. I have run into a lot of people in the entertainment business who actually, not being a psychologist myself, but an amateur psychologist, which I'm very proud to give and have as a title, I say that they are doing what's called self-sabotage. I see it every day. I see it in a lot of my friends, no names. But I see it nonetheless, and we all do it or have done it either in the inception of our career, but you just have to be aware of it and nip it in the bud. And I just think that the title of her book really set would attract me, where it says how to transcend your fears and achieve your goals, because you may think that you really, 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 really want to be a star, but you think, oh my God, how could I handle it? You know, what will I do when I get there? Do I have what it takes? And then you psych yourself out, and then you freak yourself out, and then next thing you know, oh God, I'm going to be late for the audition. Maybe I just shouldn't go. And people are offering you these things, and then you don't realize it, but you're sabotaging yourself and you don't even know. You're like a little crazy, but you don't know. We don't like that word. You know how the psychologist's going to throw something at me across the aisle, but you really get a little crazy when it comes to that, because when success is very close, sometimes you really can scare yourself right out of a job. So this book, Dare to Succeed, now I have heard that it's hailed as a positive, inspirational, and motivational book. And again, it's going to help you through your fears and obstacles to achieve your goals. And I think Debbie Campbell, who's a fellow Scorpio, she says she's going to help you. By God, you're not getting out of that room until she's done something for you. So you want to check that out. And what I loved about the book, again, she was on my show and I was flipping through the book. I hadn't read it at that point. And I thought it was very cool because she had a lot of these little mini assessments and like important insights and practical exercises to assist the reader to greater success and achievement of their goals. And I was all over that because I love tests. I am a total weirdo. Everybody else hates tests. I was loving it. When we were in school and they said pop quiz, I was like, oh, booyah, I'm loving it. Pop quiz. Wow. I am crazy like that. Love tests because I love to mentally challenge myself. I like to keep on top of things. I like to make sure I know what's going on, not only in the world, but in my own mind. And you got to test yourself. So what's great about this book is you can do your little mini assessment and see just how wacko you are. No, I'm just kidding. We don't use that word either. She's going to kill me. But I just call it that because I like to say, hey, I'm taking a test, see what's going on up there. Because sometimes you can be a little disturbed and not know it. You need a little help. And that's where Debbie Campbell comes in. She's ready to say, hey, now, you are way off the track. We got to get you back on the golden trail. All right. So, again, and what's also good about Dr. Debbie Campbell's book, that's kind of hard to say, Dr. Debbie Campbell, say that three times together. Her book is she has what's called a companion product. And I'm going to let her tell you all about that. But what it is, hopefully you'll call in, but from my understanding what it is, it's a set of 36 beautiful images set to affirmations and inspirational quotes. So I don't know, I'm going to ask her about this, but I think it's one of those cool things. You know how you have those those little calendars on your desk and it has, you know, live long and prosper. I don't even know what one would be, but see a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck. Not like that, but you know what I mean. So I think it might be something like that, but we're going to ask her. But the cards are designed to motivate, inspire, and increase your focus to achieve goals, just like the little calendars that have those little words on them. So that would be really good to have as a product with the book. I think that probably works really great together. And the cards can be posted where you can see it, you know, on the refrigerator. The toilet seat is always good for some, you know, the men put it on your little toilet seat. You have the lid down anyway, damn it. So you might as well post something on it, right? Gee whiz. So, and also I think they can be used in meditation and journaling. And she's big on journaling. Now, I'd love to journal. I just started working a blog. I was resistant for years. I'm not a journaler, if that's a word. I think I just created that. But I think that when you write down your thoughts, I really think it helps. But I talk so fast, my mind works so fast, I just can't write fast enough. So Dr. Debbie Campbell is going to tell us all about it. Now, if you want to see Dr. Campbell other than this show, she has a new cable show on Time Warner, like I do. You know, I have my show on Time Warner Cable. Hers is on Channel 20 in Santa Clarita, and she has her own Dare to Succeed show. So I imagine that's the title of the show, Dare to Succeed, and that airs Monday evenings at 6:30. So I think that's weekly.
6:30 p.m.
Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. And what she does on that, she interviews successful people who have surmounted obstacles and achieved success. So we are all about listening to some people who've achieved something, aren't we? We cannot hang out with those deadbeats that we normally hang out with. We gotta hang out and listen to some professional business people, because you are what you eat and you are who you hang out with. I've always had it that one myself. And the show has, like this one, it has tips and challenges, and as well as presenting inspirational stories. And Dr. Debbie and I have I just always kid her. I say we have like parallel lives, because I started my show, she started her show, I started a radio show, she started hers, and we're like doing the same thing. Now, if I can get her, if it could be reversed and I could have as much money as her, I'd be very happy. My goodness, she has money. See, it's not going to work, because it's always me first, then her. So now, let's see, I'm poor, so now she's going to be poor soon. Okay, this is good. This will get her back. So the show, again, it has tips, advice, and her recent guest includes a guy named Tony Hayes. He's an award-winning songwriter and poet. I haven't heard of him. I want to find out more about him. And Karen Kaufman Wilson, who was the president of First Film Job, which is a business that offers seminars for people on how to break into the entertainment business. I actually want her to be a guest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to hit you up for her.
Yeah, she helps you write scripts as well. She looks at your scripts, analyzes them. Not helps you write them, looks at them and analyzes
great.
Them.
Great. Oh, I want
helps
her as a guest.
Helps you know what will work. Yeah, I'll get it.
Can you refer
her? Sure,
okay,
sure.
You heard that. You and know, you she's not going to back out on this one.
You probably would like Tony Haynes, too. He's done a lot of good songwriting. Earth, Wind & Fire, Temptations, a lot of major people have recorded his songs.
Absolutely. I'm counting on you to refer, email that, okay? And so we are going to talk about these people, and Debbie is going to turn us on to all kinds of stuff. And, wait a minute. Now, she's also on the radio. She is streaming live on a website called hometownstation.com. Hometownstation.com. And that's weekly. She's a co-host. So you have somebody else that co-hosts with you, and it's at KHT 1220 AM.
KHTS 1220 AM.
Oh, it says KHT on the paper. KHT, she left off an
KHTS.
S, 1220 AM for Today's Woman, and that airs Wednesdays at noon. I imagine every Wednesday at noon. So isn't that exciting? You just can't wait to get on the line and talk to her. So remember, call between 5:15, which is 1 minute from now, and 5:30 to talk more about Debbie Campbell. We're going to talk to her in 1 minute, but we have to talk about one of my advertisers, Carrie Cavalier Photography. Oh my God. Now, you know, I have been resistant to black and white headshots for years because it does not show my best features, which are covered by the black and white headshot. We don't want to see what a person really looks like, as far as I'm concerned. But my photographer said, you got to get color. You got to get color. I had a photo session 2 weeks ago, and I did color. Resistant, I did. But, oh, my God, I just got the headshots back. And this woman could make Miss Piggy look good. These shots are fantastic. I'm looking like a million, just like I did back in the 80s. Oh, my God, it was great. And I had a little tiny pimple, and she whipped out something called Cinema Secrets and put it on there, and you just couldn't see it anymore. It was wonderful. She is an incredible photographer. She made me look 10 years, 20, 30 years younger. She made me look younger. All I can tell you is I'm looking like a million in these pictures. So if you need a great photographer, check out her website, which I'm going to be redoing because, you know, I also have a website design company. You know, I'm a one-stop shop, people. I have my website design company. Now, her website is cavalierphotography.com. Don't mind her website. I've been bugging her for years to let me redo it, but just look at the pictures because they're fantastic. She's a celebrity photographer. She's done David Hasselhoff. She's done so many celebrities, and you can check that list out. So without further ado, let's get to Debbie Campbell. But check out Cavalier, Carrie Cavalier. Actually, it's cavalierphotography.com. That's a hard thing to say, too. All these hard names. Okay, let's talk to the wonderful, hot, the hottest psychologist around, at least in this office today.
Yeah, it's really warm here.
It is. That's true. When I say hot, it is hot in here. I feel like I'm having a Sunday in Alabama. That's how hot it is here. Welcome, Dr. Debbie Campbell.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
She is the best guest, I swear to God. She has so much to talk about that we're just going to fill this whole 50 minutes up with lots of stuff. Now, we went over everything here. Is there anything I didn't cover? Did I take everything away from you and you have nothing else to talk about?
You said a lot.
Well, that was your excellent writing. You wrote everything. But okay, so you've been a psychologist for 17 years. Uh-huh. Or actually, have you been all of these things or did you transition? What were you first and how did you get from one to the other?
I started as a psychologist and then I went into coaching. So I found that I really wanted to help people achieve goals, not just hear about childhood stuff, mm-hmm. which really doesn't come up in coaching, but mm-hmm. psychotherapy is more about childhood stuff and pain and all that. So going into coaching, helping people, you know, really fulfill themselves and achieve their goals is really exciting, and I really love that.
So when did you know that? Were you just sitting with a patient one day and decided that, or had someone said, hey, there's coaching is available? Because coaching really is relatively a new career, I think, maybe for the past maybe 20 years, am I right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's relatively new. I would say yes, within the past 20 years. And I just went to a seminar about it some years ago, and got interested in it and thought, wow, this would be really neat to help people achieve their goals and come up with plans that help people succeed and provide that accountability and support that helps people keep on track to achieve their goals. And so I really loved it. The seminar was really interesting, and then I decided to follow the whole certification program and really find it to be rewarding work.
Now, a lot of you may not know the word coach. What do you mean coach? You know, a football coach? They're also known as life coaches, but some coaches do not like to attach that onto the word because it has some derogatory connotations. Oh, we have a caller. Woo!
Because these
caller,
days-
you are on the air with Dr. Debbie Campbell. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do, Dr. Campbell. I need your help.
You can call me Dr. Debbie.
I am a singer, performer, very talented, very good. I know I'm good, but when I get up on stage, my inner critic just, you know, really tears down at me, and that makes it very difficult to perform. And I just want to know how to work through that, how to calm that voice down and perform through it, or hopefully get rid of it.
That is so true. I mean, we all have that inner critic. And ideally, and that's one of the things I mention in my book, ideally we want to reduce that inner critic to someone who's very, very tiny and in really increase the part of us that it's a supporting, nurturing voice. So
Right. We
want that supporting, nurturing voice to say, you can do this, you know, like that's the affirmations, you can do this, you know, that you're really in there to give give it your best shot, your best is good enough, to tell yourself things, to nurture and calm yourself to help you through that and to give your best performance. Because we know that we don't stand a chance when the negative critic part is there, that it really tears us down. So we have to work very hard to change that thinking. The first step would be to be more aware of it. And the second step is to start saying, you know, shut up to that voice, you know, that you don't want to hear that. That's not helpful. It's not productive. And you want to really start working on, you can do this. I'm here for you, to be here for yourself. Because we know that, the negative critic and anxiety can really get in the way of performance. You saw that in America.
So you have worked with people that actually have worked through that and don't have that voice anymore?
Yes. It's much to a much lesser degree, that we all have an inner critic, but what we want to do is use it to, like, help us. Okay, well, am I on track? Am I doing, you know, is this, am I, you know, hearing this? Am I responding to the music appropriately? Those kinds of things. But not to say, oh, you're bad, you're terrible, you can't do this. So the negative critic is going to be so small. And then the positive nurturing part is going to be so much bigger, because, you know, we need to be saying, you know, it's going to be good enough. You know, sometimes we obsess about the one note that wasn't correct, instead of thinking, you know what, your whole performance is what is important. You know, people are listening to the whole performance, and you can do it. And it's up to you to get out there and do it. You know, my first career actually was in musical theater, so I am a singer. These days I just sing as a cantor in church, because I'm so busy doing all the other things I do. But I really understand singing and know what that is to perform, and how important it is to, you know, really be up there and be there for yourself.
So what other steps could she take, other than, because I would imagine that she's tried to tell herself these things and maybe possibly it wasn't working. Are there any other steps she can take? Or,
well, being aware of it and really trying to change it in the day-to-day, moment-to-moment parts of life is important. But also practice and preparation helps, that you know that when you go into an audition, you know this stuff. You're on, you know, and you just have to rely on that and stay focused. It helps to try to forget about, you know, sing over the heads of the people that you're auditioning for. You know, it looks like you're looking into their eyes, but you're singing over their heads. So that you're not focused and trying to read their every, you know, expression, that you need to be there to focus on what you're doing. Because we noticed that
your book, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we noticed
your book sounds really good. I would like to get it. Is it available, like, on Amazon?
Probably the easiest place would be my website, successcoachingbydrdebbie.com, or even easier, drdebbiecampbell.com.
A lot easier.
Okay. Yeah, one links back to the other. So that's probably the easiest way to get my book. I think it's I'm going to come out with a second edition, so Amazon, it may not be on, it may show out of print at this point, because I'm in the process of doing my second edition.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Would be easier, sure.
Okay. Do you believe in medications, any kind of antidepressant or any kind of medications to help quiet the mind like that?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's all done through, you know, your personal endeavors?
That's a good point, because for some people, you absolutely do. You could benefit from an antidepressant. Some people have what we call a low level of depression, which is called dysthymia, where there's some low self-esteem, maybe some problems concentrating, and a low level of depression. And those people, as well as people with a major depression where they're significantly impaired, all of those people can benefit from an antidepressant. And what an antidepressant is going to do is going to sort of take the edge off. It's going to help you change those negative thoughts. It will help you kind of not take things so intensely and so seriously. It will help focus you in a more positive way. So yeah, that's definitely something to consider as well, to see a psychiatrist for a medication evaluation.
Now, what's the name of that drug again? For all of you people who want to write that down, because we all need it. What is that called?
The diagnosis was dysthymia.
Dysthymia.
But the medications, there are many. There are many that help. You know, Lexapro.
So you go to your doctor and you say, I think I'm suffering from dysthymia, write me a prescription, and they so want to get you out of there in 5 minutes, they'll write one for you. So
Well, thank you, Dr. Campbell.
Sure.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, there's something that she brought up, because you are a singer, and I actually want to ask you about being a singer. Now, one of the things that I have heard also is that to conquer your fear as a singer, don't look at the people in the crowd, look over their head.
Exactly.
Now, I know that there is the thing where you can actually look in their third eye and it looks like they're looking at them. But some people say, no, you can actually tell when you're looking over their head. And then you're supposed to give the personalized treatment by looking at them in the front audience. And a lot of people say that really gets them even more full of tension and anxiety. How do you, you know, make it seem personal, but yet not look them directly in the eyes?
Yeah, and in a small room, it might even make someone feel uncomfortable if
you're
staring right at them and they're trying to make a decision about whether they want to hire you or not. So it's
right.
it's a tricky kind of balance between kind of looking over their head so it looks like you are sort of tuned into them, but you're also able to focus and concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, focus and concentration is really important.
Right.
You look at what happens when people get their anxiety gets the best of them. Look at some of the American Idol contestants who
yes.
forgot their lyrics. You know, the anxiety gets the best of them, and they can't deliver their best performance. And you're really there to deliver your best performance.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do whatever it is that helps you stay focused and concentrated, relating to people in the room,
right.
but really able to focus and concentrate and deliver your best.
Yeah. So you might want to take some acting classes. You know, I always say that whether you're a singer, it's all interchangeable. You got to take whatever class you can that relates to being able to conquer what you need to. For example, it is, I don't know when they started this, but often when you're in law school, they have their law students, they actually recommend, the professors recommend that you attend acting classes because it will actually help you sell. That's what you're doing. You're selling yourself and you're selling your client and your point of view. And the more convincing and sincere you are, the better. So I would imagine that also would work for singers to take acting classes because you do learn a very high level of concentration. It's called not breaking the fourth wall, but you can actually look right into the audience, and it is a level of concentration that, again, you do have to work on. But am I right? Would you recommend
absolutely.
That?
And taking acting classes helps you get used to being in front of people. It helps you sort of go, like you said, into that other zone. It helps you build poise and confidence. So absolutely, acting can really help in so many ways.
Yeah. Acting classes can help you even, you know, with your myth, when you're with your husband, it just hasn't gone right. If you know what I mean, you can say, oh, baby, you're the best. Let's smoke a cigarette. Okay. So moving on. So you were a psychologist. You decided to, we were talking about the coaching. Now, she is a career coach, and I believe that's becoming the more acceptable term because they were also known as life coaches, but again, some people don't like that term. Why are people down on the term life coach?
Because a lot of people believe, and I think this is true, that just about anybody can call themselves a life coach. There are certifications available, but many people don't really go through the certification or even have backgrounds to really be effective. So life coach has gotten sort of a bad name.
Hmm.
So, and it's also rather generic and broad. So myself, I do more business and career coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I really focus on that.
So what would a life coach do? How is that different from a career coach if the main goal would be to teach someone how to focus and concentrate on goals?
Well, a life coach might work with different kinds of goals. So a life coach might help people find their purpose, or there's some that are kind of spiritual, almost in a, I don't know, woo-woo kind of way. The life coach might help with weight, exercise, all kinds of different issues rather than just business or career.
I see. Hence, career coach, mm-hmm. life coach. Very mm-hmm. good point. Mm-hmm. Now we've cleared that up. Okay, so you you decided to combine your skills of being a psychologist into a career coach. Now, and you're also an author, so it came to the point you wrote about it after you had some experience. How was it making that transition from psychologist into career coach? How did you do that? And
Yeah, well, I went through, like I said, the certification and
Where does one get certification?
I went through a school called College of Executive Coaching. There are many schools around that do that kind of certification. It takes a year or two. I mean, it really takes
some
time.
Now, are there any prerequisites? Do you have to have, you know, a 4-year degree or a master's degree to get a
College of Executive Coaching, you have to have a master's degree in order to be able to take that.
So
that
in
track.
Something, it has to be in something, or does it have to be specifically in psychology?
I believe it's in something. I would say that most of the people that are there that have it in psychology or in business.
Okay.
So most of the people that I went through the classes with.
Yeah. And how long did it take you?
It took about a year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So they certify you, and then what happens after you get certified?
Well, part of the certification, of course, is also seeing, you know, clients and that sort of thing, and having some supervision.
Do they provide them for you?
No, you pretty much offer your services for free for a while.
Oh, okay.
So if you know anyone who's trying to be a coach, you could offer to be a free candidate to be coached.
Oh, okay. And did you have to advertise to get them, or do they help you like with a job assistance program, or
met someone in my classes that was in HR, and so she found me someone that was working for her as an upper level manager.
Oh, okay.
And so I worked, that was my first client years ago, and so that was a great experience. I actually learned a lot from that woman.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
From the actual person,
that I was coaching. Yeah, it was, yeah,
about being a coach, or what did you
About kinds of the things that people struggle with in business, staying on track, you know, not being distracted. This person was very creative, but needed to stay focused to get tasks done.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed working with her.
Yeah. And did you find that it was hard to, when you were making that transition from psychologist into career coach, because I guess psychologists dealt more with the mental aspects of feelings and personality and things like that, and then you're switching, going to a career coach where you have to learn, you have to talk about a career. And if you had only been focused on being a psychologist, how did you deal with being a career coach for people who had, for different people who have various different careers?
Well, what I like about being a career coach and business coach and psychologist is I bring a lot of the underlying issues that I've learned being a psychologist into my work as a career coach. So when I work with people in businesses, for example, teaching people to be better bosses, not micromanage, deal with people better, delegate better. I can get to those underlying sort of dynamics more quickly because I'm skilled at, you know, figuring out what's going on within people. So it really segues very well between being a psychologist and being a coach. So, and that in doing assessments, which is also something, of course, that you have to do as a psychologist to learn to do some assessments, and being able to do some of those assessments, Myers-Briggs and those kinds of things, emotional intelligence assessments, all of that comes pretty easily to being a psychologist.
I loved those tests. I volunteered for them. I sought them out and paid lots of money to get those done. And they all told me, entertainment, that's what you, and my mother said, no, we're going to take another one, it can't be entertainment, it's going to be the medical field or the law field, let's take another one, it's wrong. Kept coming back, entertainment.
That's right.
So you were able to make the transition into career coach, because are you saying that behind it doesn't matter what career you have, because you focus on motivating, inspiring, and helping people figure out what their path is, that it all falls back onto a psychological evaluation and how to teach people?
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a psychological evaluation, but it does, it is about helping people understand more about themselves in terms of their personality preferences through Myers-Briggs, that kind of thing. Helping them understand where their values are, where their passions are, where their strengths are. And then they can put all those things together to choose a career that really suits them and is good for them. So that's part of what I do. And like I said, the other part is more organizational in terms of helping people be better bosses, that kind of thing.
Okay. So let's say, for example, I call you up. Hi, Dr. Debbie Campbell. I want to be an actress, but I can't focus or concentrate. How can can you help me?
Yeah. So what we do is come up with a plan. We come up with a plan like, you know, first we kind of evaluate, okay, you really want to do this. Is it really tied to your goals? And is it tied to your values? Are the things in life that are most important to you reflected in this choice of career? Because that's going to ground your commitment if your values and passions and strengths are all tied towards your chosen career path. So all those things being said, we come up with a plan. What do you need to do? Do you need to take some acting classes? Do you need to, what kinds of auditions do you need to go on? What kinds of people do you need to connect with? You know, what do you need to do to move forward? So we come up with a plan, and then I help you stick to that plan. You know, so you get a written coaching plan from me, and you have unlimited email contact with me, and we have a weekly session. Usually it can happen by phone or it can happen in person. I have offices in Sherman Oaks and Valencia, but I also work with people across the country who would just do it by phone.
Okay.
And so we come up with a written coaching plan, and we follow the plan, and we tweak the plan every week. Let's try this, let's try that. And we keep, you know, working with the plan and keep you on the plan to success, to something that works for you.
So that would be for an actress that that for someone that wants to become an actress. But what about like the singer that called and said that she has a fear of, she wants to be, I would imagine, a singer or a songwriting star or celebrity, but she can't, she's having performance anxiety. Does that fall more into having a psychological session, and when the person would come to you with that, would it fall back onto a psychological session, or would it stay in the career coach session?
It's an interesting point, because part of what you do is try to figure out, part of what I would do is try to figure out where it's coming from. If there are unresolved childhood issues, perhaps, you know, that they heard so much negative stuff from parents and are carrying that around and giving
or
that to themselves.
Or if they were abused in some
way. Then it might be really more psychotherapy. But if it's just, you know, sort of normal, the fears that we all have in terms of to get up and perform, or, you know, people are, everyone's nervous at first, but you have to learn to manage it. So then that's coaching. It's maybe doing some presentations, just like if someone was trying to give a presentation at work, they would practice giving presentations until they felt more comfortable, and removing that perfection thing. That perfection thing really gets in the way.
It
if you
does.
Watch the newscasters, they stumble over words. So why do you have to be
it's
perfect?
It's all about improv,
yes.
Which I suggest also taking a class improv,
right?
Because people who struggle with being perfectionist and worry about something like that, they can't see, they look at if they stumble as an imperfection. And if you're a perfectionist, you don't want an imperfection. So taking improv classes, I'll be interjecting these little things as Dr. Debbie goes along, but taking an improv class is great, because if you somehow mess up in the middle of a song and say you forget words, I've seen it happen, you can always interject something funny. Or just interject something, or say, hey, do you know the lines to that? Hey, you know, talking to the person in the first row, which is great because you're getting your audience involved anyway, which is what entertaining is all about. So, you know, improv is really good. So if you go to Dr. Debbie Campbell, you're getting a psychological evaluation as well as a career coaching session. My God,
well,
you can get it two for the price of one. Look, I'm already promising that, and I don't know what the hell she does.
Yeah,
right?
I would say psychological expertise. I wouldn't give a psychological evaluation.
Yeah, because if they come to you, and you will immediately know if there's something a lot deeper, and what if they did need to go to, say, have further psychological counseling, what would you do?
Okay, so then I have to refer, because ethically it's not ethical for me to be a psychotherapist to someone as well as a coach.
Right.
So really they need to be, one can go to both at the same time, but they should be two different people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you would immediately, because you're pursuing the career as a career coach, you would refer that to someone who's more psychologically. So
to
if you go to Dr. Debbie Cancel, you'll find out snippety back. dang whether or not you need to be shipped off to the next level. But then you can come back to her after you work your problems out.
Or
so.
we do both at the same time, that you have a place to kind of deal with your problems, your childhood issues, and you have a place to have some coaching goals and start following those goals.
Right. And since, you know, what happened to us in childhood, you know, the parents just did something to us. There's something they did, whether we're afraid, or whether we're perfectionists because they told us we had to be, or whatever the issues are, you know that you are a reflection of something that happened from your peers, your parental units, your education, your socioeconomic factor. So that is perfect if you're suffering from anything or afflicted by something and you can't seem to move forward in your career. And you cannot figure out, a lot of people can figure out their own problems, but a lot of people can't. And if you can't, that's why you would need someone like Dr. Debbie Campbell, who really can pinpoint exactly what you need to do and how you can move forward. A lot of times it's just a simple matter of someone just not knowing where to go. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of focus. Mm-hmm. They can know what they need to do, but they just don't know what to do next.
Exactly, and they get overwhelmed. And so coaching helps you come up with a step-by-step plan, you know, doable items so that it's not so overwhelming so that you can follow through and achieve your goals. You know, the other thing that we were, when you're saying that what can help someone too with keeping in the positive is surrounding yourself with a good support system that, you know, avoid those naysayers, you know, those people that say, oh, you can't do that. You know, you've got to be around those positive people that believe in you, that sort of enrich you and you know, it helps feed and nourish you. So it's really important to have a lot of
people. I have a question
around
on that issue right there. Now I'm getting some counseling here. What about people who... Now, I just cannot participate in sugarcoating things. It's one of my curses and one of my gifts. But when people ask me how they did, I tell them. Okay. And that can end a relationship or enhance a relationship. But I just can't tell someone who did a bad job. And I'm not a naysayer, but I try to be delicate. How do you handle a situation like that? For example, I see a lot of people doing plays. I see a lot of people who I go to a lot of film festivals where they've been in, and also performances where someone has been singing. And if they just did not float my boat and they asked my opinion, I say, that was interesting. Now I've told everybody. Now they're going to know what I didn't like, and I just told everybody. But I can't say to someone, oh my God, that was great. I loved it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I cannot do it. Am I a naysayer?
Well, no, honesty is good, but I think that usually you can find this, there might be something positive.
I do try to find,
so
yes,
you find
I do.
This something positive, but you I also do. Might give the realistic feedback, or you can also own it yourself and say, you know what? I don't know. I didn't get it, or it didn't work for me, or it's not a good fit.
People
for
don't
me.
Want to hear that. They say, they always say to me, now tell me the truth. Be honest, because I guess so many people lie to them. They put up this automatic word. Now tell me the truth. Be honest, because I guess they know that they're not really as good as they think they are. And they're looking for someone to tell them the truth. And boy, I tell them. But they preface everything with that. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And I will say, well, you know, this is what I liked about it, but I didn't like this.
Yeah.
And
so that could be really constructive feedback.
So that I'm
this
not
is
a naysayer
like,
by that, right?
Well, because you're also pointing out this is what I liked. But, you know, there are some people that, you know, you were asking before about myself as an author. And I know one time someone said, oh, how, you know, you can't write a book. And, you know, she later said, oh, well, because I don't think I can write a book, she said. You know, so she kind of owned that later that was her own fear. But, you know, sometimes there are people that, kind of feel envious, don't really want you to succeed, may point out the thing that's wrong, you know.
But what if somebody's really bad in something, and it's not just your opinion, it's a lot of people have said that, and they ask you for yours, what do you do? Do you still keep saying the positive things, like...
Well,
but isn't that lying to them, though? Because I feel you should be very honest with people and not fuel them with a bunch of stuff that's not true. If they can't sing and they just do not have what it takes, people in the entertainment business can usually tell as well as people in the audience. Everybody knows. Do you not tell the person and let them continue on? That's always been a conflicted thing with me because...
Yeah, but like you said, we're talking about honest feedback. So there may be, you know, it seemed like you were really prepared, that positive feedback, but also, you know what, it was off, it wasn't quite on pitch. Mm-hmm. You know, then that's useful feedback to know. And if the person repeatedly gets that, you know, hopefully they may need to reevaluate what they're doing.
Yeah, because, you know, and the reason I'm saying this is because I watch American Idol as well. And you know how many people come on there and they think they are the greatest thing since Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
And when they're told by the judges that they are horrible, they are shocked.
Yeah.
They are overwhelmed with bewilderment.
Right.
They cannot accept that. So how would one even handle telling someone like that? How they tell them you suck, which is horrible. You know, Simon will tell you though. But
I guess William Hung found a way to get around
there
it.
There you go.
To get around it and make a career out of it anyway.
That's true. You know, he was one of the lucky ones. But it's really, I come across people who think that they're really great singers and they ask me and I try to find the positive things, but that's really terrible because they're your friend and you want to
but I think
there,
eventually the universe will give them enough messages and they just won't have the success that they're wanting.
But they keep coming back every year on American Idol, don't they?
Yeah, but some of that's entertainment.
Yeah.
It really is about just being entertaining.
A lot of them actually, if you when Simon asked them, have you listened to yourself?
Yeah.
A lot of them who think they're great haven't listened.
Yeah.
I used to think I was Diana Ross before I listened to myself. I was like, ooh, I am such a great singer. And then Albert's like, here you go. Here's some recording equipment. You start singing and then get back to me. And I'm like, maybe I need to stop doing that.
Yeah. And for some of those people, you wonder how much of it's put on. They just have their moment of fame or, you know, what people sort of laugh.
True.
And they're entertained.
True.
Yeah.
So you can help people no matter what in no matter what field, right? Is that correct?
Well, I help with, all different kinds of business industries, you know, everything from salespeople to people in the entertainment field. So all different kinds of
business. Yeah, so that's exciting that you go from individuals because you also are involved with corporations. You do, who are some of the companies that you
KTLA
do?
KTLA and Warner Brothers and Mattel. I've done some emotional intelligence assessments and training. So helping people have better.
Now, what does that consist of? I mean, how would you, because I imagine you have someone that does all that for you as far as finding, I imagine, companies, sort of like a salesperson that finds clients for you. Or do you do it yourself?
Myself.
Okay, so if you do it yourself, how would you approach a company to sell them on the fact that you're going to be able to help their company?
Yeah.
What would you do for me, Debbie Campbell?
Okay, especially with emotional intelligence, you have to let people know how important that is. Now, many people quit their jobs because they have a bad boss. And, you know, being a decent boss involves many things, including being good with people that, you know, the people that you manage, they want to believe they are cared for by the manager, that they are understood, that their strengths are utilized and recognized. So, you know, having better emotional intelligence is a win-win for individuals, a win-win for the company. So it's really important to have high emotional intelligence, and that's why the assessment is important to see where one is in that, and then also the training to help one develop higher, better levels.
So you can help any type of corporation. You just go in there and you can teach them many different aspects and you talk directly to the employees.
Yes,
and oh my God.
Yeah, so there's like a group training and there's also individual coaching so they can understand their results. And the particular test that I use for emotional intelligence has about a 26-page report where people really get in-depth information about where their strengths and areas of development are for emotional intelligence. And again, those are so important. Those skills are so important. And for example, especially in the entertainment business, you see a lot of people who are very creative and very passionate, and you might see higher higher levels of poor impulse control, that they have a hard time sort of controlling themselves. They have the blow-ups. And so it's really important to have some emotional intelligence work to know how to manage better that anger, frustration, and so that people can work together better.
Exactly. Yeah, I took a test like that a long time ago, and it really helped because, especially with management, because these tests the employees took, and then they had the managers assess them so that they knew exactly how to deal with each individual employee. This person can handle stress, this person can't. You need to deal with them this way, you need to deal with them that way. So what you do is so very important. Keeping the workforce. We got 1 minute to go. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
I think that's it. Feel free to go to my website.
We covered everything, right?
DrDebbieCampbell.com and also SuccessCoachingByDrDebbie.com.
And her book is Dare to Succeed, How to Transcend Your Fears and Achieve Your Goals. So get on that and contact Dr. Debbie Campbell. That is all for this week. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment.
We covered
We are available on Verizon Fios cable television. Go to channel 900, free on your website.
And
select
we did everything.
We covered everything. I got it. See, that's why I really like to
so
get
So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programs.
Yeah, exactly.